Sheboygan's Country V93 on Mondays. See, now I'm rattled.
Man, it's been years since it was on Monday.
It's been a long time.
It like 3 years.
It fits perfectly with the guest we have that I said that.
Do you guys recognize my name?
Yes.
It's been a while.
Emily, welcome back.
Thank you.
So we have to talk about this because we're going to just dive right into your personal life if that's cool with
you. Fine.
Okay. You become a part of my life, you become a part of a topic.
Well,
on
you
the
know,
air.
What I really missed about my second pregnancy was having the opportunity to come in every week and complain about pregnancy.
Yeah, what do we give you?
Because this one was way worse.
What did we give you? 60 seconds or 90 seconds?
I think it
seconds.
Was like 60 seconds
just
at the
before
end
we
where
got
I would
into
just
the United
complain
Way stuff.
About
sure.
like life experiences.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go full on out here, and I know everybody listening is just going to die. But what they didn't, you read all these articles about like the secrets of pregnancy.
Sure.
And I did not know that with my second pregnancy, not only would I throw up, but when I threw up, I would pee my pants at the same time. So morning of my 30th birthday,
books.
I'm throwing up and peeing my pants. And
okay.
I'm like, it's not even.
You got a lot of stuff going
reasons.
On. Yeah.
I know.
Well, you had another kid.
I did.
So how long has it been since you went to Above and Beyond?
It's been a little over a year and a half.
Because we talked to you, I think, right when you got
right
that
when
job.
I started.
So Emily comes in, she goes, oh my God, hey, how's it going? She said, yeah, I had another kid. It's like, how long? What year is it? Where are we?
I know.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Right? Thank you.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
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 How old is the other kid now? 16?
Well, my older is, he's 2.5.
Okay.
Freddie.
Wow.
And Josie's 3 months old.
Amazing.
I know. Time just keeps going by.
I guess. And I just keep doing nothing. I just keep doing nothing productive, really, other than sitting here.
That's
so
right.
Welcome. What do we have going on here? You remember how to do this,
well,
right?
Yeah. Leanne said this would be an easy morning.
Welcome, Leanne,
her.
By the way, too. I'm sorry we just jumped over Leanne. Welcome back,
for those
Leanne.
Who haven't been listening for years and years, this is Emily Rendell Araujo. I'm the executive director of the Above and Beyond Children's Museum now, previously at United Way. But I have Maddie Green with me here this morning. She's the current innovation fellow with Jake's Cafe and Sheboygan North High School. Sheboygan.
That was awesome.
I can't even.
Okay, so the owner of our
just
company.
Talking about fumbling words.
The owner of our company, Duke Wright, this is one of the first buildings that he bought, and he always calls us Sheboygan when he comes down like once every couple of years. Sheboygan, how you doing? So that makes sense.
I promise
fits.
I didn't do that on purpose, but I feel like that was a subliminal. Like you calling it Monday and me saying Sheboygan.
It's a team effort here. I'm calling it Sheboygan's Country B93 for the rest of the morning.
I like
just to cover it.
Perfect. So Maddie's working on this fellowship. And well, Maddie, why don't you jump in and tell us a little bit about it?
Okay, sounds good.
So, yeah, come on in here. We're not going to jump into your personal life the way that we did.
All right.
That'll
you
be
don't
segments.
Have to talk about
if you come back at some point, then we will.
All right, that
becomes
sounds
a
good.
Thing. All right, so no, welcome. Explain what's going on.
All right, cool. So hi, I'm Maddie. I am a junior at Sheboygan North, like Emily said, and I'm part of the Innovator Fellowship at Jake's Cafe. Basically, this fellowship is an opportunity for kids to take a passion and turn it into a reality.
Okay.
So basically, I came up with the Happiness Project. Super passionate about happiness.
Yeah.
Just trying to change like the culture of mental health.
Yeah.
And the stigma around it. So basically, the big component of the project is a mural downtown Sheboygan on the north exterior wall of the Above and Beyond Children's Museum.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Nice. Yeah. So yesterday afternoon, we went in front of the City Plan Commission and got official approval to move forward with the mural. So
and you were a part of this
first.
Last night?
Yes.
As a junior in high school?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
She presented
okay.
to
that's
a
awesome.
Very scary committee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
sure.
They were very nice.
Yeah. They were very gentle.
They were very
sure.
nice.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty awesome that you're
thank
taking
you.
The reins on something like that. At that, I try to think of what I was. Were you 16?
17. I just turned 17. Yeah.
The things that I was doing, 16 and 17,
right?
Were not as productive as that. I can tell you that
thank
much.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's super exciting. Basically, the funding is about $50,000.
Wow.
And we have received $40,000 of the $50,000.
Holy
so
cow!
Far. Yeah. So we're super excited about that. I guess the mural is going to be two life-size whales.
Yeah.
That are below the already existing boat.
Okay.
That was donated in 2012.
Sure. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're life-size. I guess it's basically, there's a lot of, I mean, nobody in the Midwest, if you're just living here, is going to see a life-size whale in Lake Michigan, you know.
Yeah, right. If you have seen a life-size whale in Lake Michigan, then there's something else going on there. Yeah. Right.
So I guess this just gives people in Sheboygan an opportunity to see something that they wouldn't normally see. Also, it just kind of represents perspective. I mean, you're standing there below the wall, and there is a life-size whale above you.
That's
I
pretty
mean, that's
cool.
That's kind of, like, eye-opening.
So are you going to be a part of the who's doing the paint? Who's actually taking the reins on the painting of it? Is that you?
Well, I'm going to be helping.
Yeah.
But a local artist, Jessica Rassel, one of my friends, I did the yoga teacher training program at Yoga on the Lake last summer.
Okay.
And she was also part of that.
Okay.
And so we're working together to paint this. She's doing most of it because I'm not quite that.
No, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
It's not quite my thing. But yeah, I'm going to be helping her this summer.
Well, that is awesome, awesome stuff.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So how did you guys collaborate then?
Well, Maddie's mom is actually on our board of directors.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, well, Maddie was driving around downtown on a particularly gray day, which sometimes happens in Sheboygan.
Sheboygan.
And saw our big north wall that's just a big swath of
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Space.
Sure, right.
And so the initial idea was to do a small mural that would not cost $50,000. And then we just decided that if we were going to do it, we were going to do it right, and we were going to do it big, so it's 4 stories of whales.
That's amazing. And one of the greatest, coolest buildings.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I'm very
one
biased.
Of the oldest buildings that's still down there from the original downtown.
Yeah, like 150 years old.
Yeah, give or take, huh?
I mean,
do you have any more ghost stories, by the way?
Yes, last time I was here, well, no, I think last time I was here was right after the door, like, mysteriously opened.
The
at
locked
4
door that never happens. And then, yeah,
nothing else as dramatic as that.
Oh,
but,
man.
I mean, the elevator does still go up and down on its
just
own.
Just on its own. Okay.
Yeah, lights flicker.
All right.
Yeah.
I would figure in an old building like that, you'd get in the mix.
Yeah.
So how do you, $10,000 more is what you need?
We
what is the process
$10,000 to go. We're actually in the midst of a matching grant.
Okay.
So the first $25,000 was, we have to match it. So people that make contributions, their dollars will be matched dollar for dollar.
Okay.
And actually, Maddie's going to present tomorrow night at Sheboygan Soup.
Oh, which perfect. Is, yeah. Those are great
yeah.
events.
Oh, yeah. 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 So she'll be one of the presenters. It's at C's from 6 to
sure.
8 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go and check it out. It's like $5.
It's
you get
$5,
a dinner and you get to
vote on your favorite project.
On a community enriching
yeah.
project. It's they started, I think, a year or two ago.
Yeah.
They're all
this
fantastic.
This is the 5th dinner. It's
yeah.
a very cool concept. And yeah, so we're still looking for the last $10,000. We'll definitely get it.
Yeah.
But if you drive downtown and wonder what's going on.
That's what's going on.
That's what's happening.
All right, I got to get you to Kelly here. Otherwise,
yes.
he's going to get antsy. So, great to see you.
Good to see you,
Thank
too.
You for your time. I'm a North High alum, by the way, so it's good to see somebody representing
awesome.
the brand in a good way.
Being more responsible
They've asked me actually to stop
were.
Saying that on the air.
I know.
Could you stop saying that you went to school here? I try my best. Thank you all for your time. Best of luck, all right?
Good to see
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.